Hey everyone, and welcome to the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast this week. This is Jordan from Sleek Lens, and for this podcast, what I want to talk about is now that spring is coming into play, I have a lot of things that are blooming outside, birds are chirping, and just the cold weather in general is going away. I want to do some spring photography tips to make you get the best photos you can with this time of spring coming in, because it's, you know, you have this two times a year pretty much in most locations where you get fairly cool temperatures and it's okay to be outside. You're not sweating all over the place or you're not freezing. So that's basically, autumn and fall and spring. So we have spring coming up now. And so let's go ahead and get into some easy spring photography tips. So the first one is going to be time for close-ups and super wide angle shots. So if you're like me, which a lot of people actually do this, you kind of mainly stick with one particular lens, and everybody has their kind of favorite lens that never leaves their camera. Mine is particularly the wide angle lens. It hardly ever leaves my camera. And so this is a time to get really, really close up shots. If you have a macro lens, this is time to get those really nice close up shots of flowers, even though flowers can be cliche when it comes to photography because everybody takes photos of flowers. But flowers and insects that might be pollinating and stuff like that, it's a really cool option to get out there and do that as well. But also don't forget about the wide angle shots where you can have that really strong, strong foreground. So what I mean by that is if you have like a really nice flower or really nice patches of flowers that are blooming, you can actually get your wide angle lens, get really close up to those flowers in the foreground and get a lot more depth when it comes to getting something in the background. So maybe you got like a cool mountain range or something like that. You have those flowers as your strong, strong foreground option, but then have that background back there, and it makes it look really, really cool. So don't forget the wide angle shots, and obviously don't forget the close-up shots. This is probably one of the better times to get close-up shots because a lot of things are coming into bloom, and it just makes for overall really, really nice spring feel. All right, the next tip is just forget the horizon. Now, what I mean by that is not saying that just make all your shots really, really crooked and they need to be rotated and fixed in post-processing, but forget the horizon, meaning, let's say a flower example again, because spring is obviously associated with flowers and stuff like that. So just as one quick example, when you're photographing something like flowers, don't photograph them from top down looking at them. That's a shot that everybody does, and they start to look a little bit more more general. It's a shot that everybody gets. So this is the time where you can, you know, play with your camera and get really, really down low and actually shoot up into the flowers, so that way you don't see anything else besides the flower and a really nice sky. You can have a bunch of groups of flowers like roses and stuff, but you basically have a shooting up towards the sky, and it just makes for a really nice feel. It plays with the perspective, makes the flowers look really large, which is actually kind of cool. So that's another thing to play with. Don't just take a normal shot like everybody else that's just standing over a flower or something. I'm using a flower obviously as an example, but really experiment with the levels and the different perspectives of your subject. All right, next let's talk about wildlife. This is a time when wildlife, bears, birds, all kinds of stuff could be out there. And this is a time, if you ever wanted to try photographing wildlife, maybe you're not set up for it exactly, you don't have a really, really awesome long telephoto lens, but maybe this is a time you can actually try it and just kind of camp out a little bit, wait for the right particular animals, birds, whatever it is, to come along, and just kind of enjoy the weather that's happening right now, but kind of concentrate on that wildlife. This is the time when everything's coming into play, all the wildlife is coming out and being present after being snowed in, obviously, for the winter season. But this is a great time to kind of experiment with that. Obviously, be safe. If you're in a forest full of bears, don't probably not to camp out with a bunch of food in your pocket. But it's still a fun time to kind of get out there, enjoy the warm weather, and kind of concentrate on something that you might not have wanted to do before, but now is a great time to do it. All right, so tip number four is actually be prepared for muddy conditions. We all know that slogan is spring showers bring May flowers. So that condition of it's going to be raining a lot, and that's usually what happens when spring rolls around. You get a lot of rain showers, a lot of storms and stuff like that. So be prepared for muddy conditions. You know, wear the appropriate boots. Maybe get some waders, some water waders if you can. But be prepared for muddy conditions. It's not going to be like the summer when you can walk out and the ground is rock solid because it's so dry outside. But be prepared for that muddy conditions and make sure you prepare your equipment as well. You know, don't set your camera bag down, obviously, on a muddy surface and all that kind of stuff. So kind of be prepared as far as the equipment goes and as far as how you dress as well. All right, so tip number five is, this is kind of an easy one and a kind of a general one that everybody throws out as far as tips go, but this is the time to get those really killer sunrise and sunset photos. So the sunrise photos, the sun rises a little bit earlier, but you have that really nice warm glow on the sunrise there, and it also it kind of enhances those normal photos that you would want to take. So for example, the flower photos that we were talking about, if you get a flower photo midday and you know, the sun is right overhead, no clouds in the sky, basically just really harsh shadows, it's not going to look as flattering as if you have that really nice side light coming in from a sunrise or sunset. It's just going to look like a totally, totally different photo. That's really what sets a lot of people apart, is their willingness to get up early, get those shots, or stay out and get really nice sunset photos. And when it comes to sunset photos, the sun usually sets a little bit later in the day, so it's a little bit easier to get those photos, especially if you got a full-time job out there and you can't you know, run out there before your work ends. You can actually get home, spend a little time with the family, and run out and get some of those sunset shots. So this is that time to get those really killer sunrise and sunset shots. All right, the next tip is actually try out using a polarizer. If you haven't used a polarizer before, they are really great for helping darken the sky when you have those normal days where there's cloudless skies and you really want to darken that sky down just a little bit to kind of enhance that blue in the sky. So that's a really good option. But also, if you're going to start doing a lot of photos near bodies of water, rivers, lakes, a polarizer can really cut that glare off of the river or the lake and give you a really less dramatic water when it comes to the shadows. It can cut that glare off really, really nicely. So a lot of landscape photographers actually use polarizers for that particular reason, is to cut that glare, but also just to darken that sky a little bit. So that's one way to quickly and simply enhance your photos, is just using a circular polarizer or a regular square format polarizer. All right, so the next tip, it kind of goes along with the one being prepared for muddy conditions, is actually rain isn't always a bad thing. A lot of people, especially me included, when it starts to rain, I just kind of don't worry about it, don't even take my camera out of the bag, and not want to venture out into the rain. But especially in spring photos, rain can really bring a lot of cool things out. It can enhance those, again, flower photos. I'm always going to talk about those when it comes to spring, because that's what they are for. It can enhance those water photo, the flower photos with a little bit of water on them, make everything really look nice and clean in your photos as well. And you might even, especially if you have the particular cloud pattern, if you got rain that just hit, and then the skies start breaking up a little bit and you got some sun right after that, you might even catch a really, really awesome rainbow, which will be just an awesome addition to your photos. One thing I've noticed is every time that I've seen a really awesome rainbow, I don't have my camera with me. So that's another quick side tip, is especially in the springtime, make sure you carry your camera with you as much as possible. You know, make it part of your baggage when you leave the house in the morning, is to carry your camera with you. You never know, you might grab a cool photo on the way home from work. So that's another quick side tip there. All right, and the last tip I'm going to cover is probably the easiest one that you could do to get better photos, and this goes for everyone who is doing photography, and that is just get out there. None of these tips will help you if you stay on the couch and fiddle with the settings on your camera, or always talk about going out and grabbing some cool photos. None of these tips are going to help you if you don't actually get out there and take the photos. So get your butt off the couch, get out there, start taking some really, really awesome photos. And even if it's a waste of a day when it comes to getting great photos, maybe you come back to the house and you find that the photos that you take aren't really that great and you're not really impressed by them, at least you got out of the house, got some time in nature, enjoyed the cooler / warmer weather, and you just had fun. So just get out there and get some great photos. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in this week's Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. I really appreciate you guys listening. Make sure you head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast on there. Really helps the podcast grow and gets the word spread out there. And also, just like every podcast, if you go to sleeklens.com and check out the the store there and use the coupon code SLEEKLENSPODCAST, all one word. You'll get 10% off anything on the store there. So that would be a really cool thing to check out. So thank you guys for joining me in this week's podcast, and I'll see you next week.